gonna go about this a somewhat different way. I'm gonna do it necessarily verse by verse, but we're gonna take it in parts because we're possibly gonna finish the book tonight. You can go back, there's some other things that you can be reading about some kings and kingdoms. We're gonna start at verse 11. And as we go along, as we come to significant parts, we'll stop there and we'll discuss that a little bit. So someone wants to begin, verse 11.
Then the king of the south will march out in a rage and fight against the king of the north, who will raise a large army, but it will be defeated. When the army is carried off, the king of the south will be filled with pride and will slaughter many thousands, yet he will not remain triumphant. For the king of the north will muster another army larger than the first, and after several years, he will advance with a huge army fully equipped.
Okay, what does that tell? Does that tell you anything about kings and kings?
Say kings and what?
Kingdoms.
Kings and kings.
Does that tell you anything about?
They come and go.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think that happens? How do you think the king they come and go?
One rules over. The other one with the largest army, probably, and so then that one's in charge for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe they do it as God allows it
there you
to happen.
Exactly. God, there are times when you have a larger number, as it said here, and they take over, but then the next thing you know, they're falling down, and here comes somebody else taking over them. God has a purpose for every king and every kingdom that he allows to rise up. And there comes a season when he takes them down because his purpose is finished with them. And so that's the thing that we need to understand. It's not just about how big their army is. It's not about what kind of attitude their leader has. It's about what God says in his time. Okay, 14.
And he has such a plan and purpose that he can tell ahead of time.
Yes.
Right now he's gonna tell you, and if you were to get right with rhythm of what was happening, suddenly you would say, hey, that sure sounds an awful lot like Daniel chapter 11.
Yes. Yes.
And since it's during near the end of time, okay, it wouldn't surprise me if sometimes some of the things we might see may be foretold, and we'll see them happen.
They will. I can tell you, they will. A lot of the things that God gave him were prophesying towards the last days. Okay? 14.
In those times, many will rise against the king of the south. Those who are violent among your own people will rebel in fulfillment of the vision, but without success.
Mm.
Then the king of the north will come and build up siege ramps and will capture a fortified city. The forces of the south will be powerless to resist. Even their best troops will not have the strength to stand. The invaders will do as he pleases. No one will be able to stand against him. Mm. He will establish himself in the beautiful land and will have the power to destroy it.
Okay. So this king that comes up here says he'll have violent men and people that will exalt themselves. And they do come in, but it says, but they shall fall. They come in as they're big and they're bad and all like that, but then they don't last long. They fall, and then the king of the north will build a siege around the fortified city. And the forces of the south shall withstand them. They'll be able to fight against them for a while. But even his best troops, he says, will not have strength to resist. So that once again shows you it's God that's in charge, not the troops, not the king. It's God that's in charge. And it said, but the one who comes against him will do according to his own will, and nobody can stand against him. But look at that next part. And he shall stand in the glorious land with destruction in his power. He comes against the glorious land. What do you think that is?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that is? The glorious land.
Of course it's Israel.
The promised land?
That's Israel, yes. Israel, the promised land. He will come against them, and he will stand against them with destruction in his power. Why? Because they have disobeyed God for so long that God has just turned them over to him. He has said over and over, I've been reading books of Exodus and Leviticus of late, where God kept giving warnings and warnings and warnings to the children of Israel. Like, this is what you do, and this is how you do it. If you do it like this, I will bless you, your fields will prosper, your enemies will be put down against you, and just tell them, but if you don't, then this is what's going to happen. And God has told them that over and over and over again. And yet, you give them a little time of prosperity, and then they get that, what we call the big head. Think they're about something. And then God has to allow somebody else to come in and take them down. Okay. Questions as we go along, feel free. Or comments, feel free as we go along. Okay. All right. Verse 17.
Mm-hmm. He will determine to come with the might of entire kingdom and will make no alliances with the king of the south.
Mm.
And he will give him a daughter in marriage in order to overthrow the kingdom, but his plans will not succeed or help him.
Okay. He's got this plan. He's going to give his daughter. This is the king of the, what is it, north or south? Yeah. He comes in and he gives his daughter to the king of the south as a plan as to how he's going to overcome it.
Who else did that?
Huh?
Who else did that?
North or south? I don't know.
Solomon. Solomon married the daughter of Pharaoh, I believe, a couple of different times. To be exact, he had several different places to worship for their false gods.
Mm-hmm.
And because they made peace, he said, as long as they have their daughter, he's not going to attack me because he doesn't want to kill their daughter.
That's the whole purpose.
So that's
right
why
there.
They would hire them
or
marry them so that they would not come after him.
Yes, exactly.
Wouldn't you feel cherished if some guy hired you so that you would protect him?
Okay.
Then he will turn his attention to the coastlands and will take many of them, but a commander will put an end to his insolence and will turn his insolence back on him. After this, he will turn back towards the fortress of his own country, but will stumble and fall to be seen no more.
So I don't care how you plan all this kind of stuff out and how good and how successful it looks like you're going to be, God is ultimately in control. And he had all this strategy and all, but God brought him down. And he stumbled and fell and was not to be found anymore.
That had me confused. I called Pastor Roy and I was telling him I was trying to read it, and every time, like you say, they would conspire and concoct a plan to do this. place him to do that and send the daughter to join forces with the North and the South. I'm like, and everything, read a little further. And
you think you're reading the same thing?
Yeah. I'm
like, but it was happening over and over. That's the thing. It was happening again and again. And they kept trying.
History repeated itself from the very beginning.
Yes. Mm. Okay. But then, verse 20.
His successor will send out a tax collector to maintain the royal splendor. In a few years, however, he will be destroyed, yet not in anger or in battle.
Isn't that interesting? Not in anger or battle.
Right, but
he's destroyed.
He let him come in, it said, peaceably.
That's it?
He let him come in and get him. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sure.
You're anxious there a little bit, brother. Yeah. Let us get there.
I'm sorry.
No, okay. James says days, not years.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He will be succeeded by a contemplatable person who has not been given the honor of royalty.
So here we got somebody.
My word is contemptible. Contemptible. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's probably more what it was, and I was probably reading it wrong.
You got the different translations and all, but that's what they mean. Somebody, mine says vile, so, but. Who will not be given the honor of royalty, who will not honor and respect him as a royal person, okay?
He will invade the kingdom when its people feel secure, and he will seize it through intrigue.
Okay, so he has a new plan here, all right? He comes in peaceably. All right, as these other kings have come in using vile tactics and have really hurt people, he comes in peaceably and comes in with intrigue. He uses the soft tones and all like that to win the people over.
Charm them over.
Yes, that's a better word. He charmed them. Okay.
Then an overwhelming army will be swept away before him. Both it and a prince of the covenant will be destroyed. After coming to an agreement with him, he will act deceitfully, and with only a few people, he will rise to power. When the richest provinces feel secure, he will invade them and will achieve what neither his father nor his forefathers did.
Finally.
He will distribute plunder, loot, and wealth among his followers. He will plot the overthrow of fortresses, but only for a time.
So he does that right.
Go back to the cycle.
But for a little while, he does it. And it works stuff that his forefathers couldn't do. It worked for a little while, but that's it, just for a little while. Okay?
Anybody else want to take it?
Go ahead, you're doing fine.
Oh. I think you're doing great.
He shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army. But he shall not stand, for they shall devise plans against him.
So now here you go again. Another king has got a mighty army, and he comes up, but he doesn't stand because these others out there, they come up with plans against him that work better than the might of the army that he's got. Okay?
Yes, those who eat of the portion of his delicacies shall destroy him.
Wow.
His army shall be swept away, and many shall fall down slain. Both these kings' hearts shall be bent on evil, and they shall speak lies at the same table.
So that's to each other. They're lying to each other while they're eating together.
They don't trust each other.
Doesn't it sound like a delightful way to live?
It's terrible.
Wouldn't you just love to live during this season?
Too much drama.
Where there's always
no,
kind of killing each other, pushing each other, deceiving each other.
No, sir.
You know what? If they would just serve God.
That would have been...
It would have solved the problem.
That was the whole problem right there.
That's it.
Okay.
But it shall not prosper, for the end will still be at the appointed time.
Mm-hmm.
While returning to his land with great riches, his heart shall be moved against the holy covenant.
Oh, boy.
So he shall do damage and return to his own land.
His heart is removed, is moved against the holy covenant. It's not just an agreement that he has made with some other people. Now you're talking, he's coming against the covenant that God has made with his people. And as a result, he shall do damage and return to his own land. He does damage in Israel and then returns to his own land. Okay.
At the appointed time, he shall return and go towards the south. But it shall not be like the former or the latter.
Mm.
For ships from Cyprus shall come against him. Therefore, he shall be grieved and returned in rage against the Holy Covenant and do damage.
So he comes back to Israel in rage against the Holy Covenant that the people have with God there, and he does much damage, but the only way it happens is that God allows it, because once again, the people of Israel have not lined themselves up. If they had repented and turned to God, then God would not allow it. But because they're still in sin and transgression, then God allows it to happen.
So damage in just like property, or damage in like turning people against the covenant with him?
Both. Yes, I mean against property,
both.
Against human lives, and
it's pretty much a vicious cycle.
Yeah,
is what I find here is a vicious cycle. One will get strong and powerful, and before known, all of a sudden, they're taken out of the way, and
mm-hmm.
the other group takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get that build up, and it's a constant thing, because God is trying to bring them to the end of themselves.
Yes.
The power struggle just keeps going. So he shall return and show regard for those who forsake the Holy Covenant, and forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation.
Mm-hmm.
Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits.
Okay, so he returns and shows regard to those that forsake the covenant. You know, he acts as though he really is impressed by them. And he gives great things to them, those that forsake the covenant that God has made with them. And he says, and he takes away the daily sacrifices. Now, this is two things. This is what's talking about there. But this is also a prophecy of the future that the Antichrist is going to do with Israel. All right? And then notice what it says, that he's going to take away the daily sacrifice. That says Israel, they're getting ready now to start the sacrifices again. But when the Antichrist comes in, he's going to put that to stop. And he says that in the place there, the abomination of desolation. Does anybody know what that is?
They offer a pig on the altar.
Mm-hmm. Desolation. I mean, that you can't get, that's so abominable to God. A pig. Okay?
Just to challenge God.
Yes.
That's what they're doing. They're saying, God, we're going to slap you in the face. And so to do that, to sacrifice a pig, remember, it's supposed to represent and a pig is labeled as unclean, mm-hmm. whereas the other animals were clean.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're saying is, God, you're just a filthy pig to us.
That's a, pretty much a definition of blasphemy.
Huh?
Is that why they
yes.
that's why they're in trouble.
Abomination, desolation.
And so they're deliberately trying to stir up God. Of course, if you don't believe there's really a God, then you're not worried about it. The
right.
problem is there is a real God.
Yeah.
Right.
And God can declare whatever he wants and it will come to pass. And so they're just, and so at the very end of time, at the very end of end times, that's one of the things that will happen again.
Yes.
They will slaughter a pig on the altar.
Yes.
And to say to God, you're nothing but a filthy pig to us.
So those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. Okay, like I said, he has made them think that he is really about something, that basically that he is God. Okay, but those who know their God shall be strong and shall carry out great exploits.
Mm.
In the day that we are coming in, God is trying to get it across to his people that the power, the authority that he gave, that Jesus gave to his disciples before he left, and the authority that they were walking in, we're supposed to be doing those things now also. All right? Those who know their God shall be strong and shall do great exploits, as mighty deeds will
yes.
be done. If we will trust and if we will believe God. Okay?
Do you want to read this book?
Was it 33 where
yes.
it finished?
Yes.
Okay. Those who are wise will instruct many
mm-hmm.
through, though for a time they will fall by the sword or be burned or captured or plundered. When they fall, they will receive a little help, and many who are not sincere will join them. Some of the wise will stumble so that they may be refined, purified, and made spotless until the time of the end. For it will come at the appointed time.
Okay.
Because he's purifying himself a bride.
Mm-hmm. Do we not see that going on now? As far as what's going on with Israel, as well as what's going on in some other land, you have where they're getting a little help here and there, even from America. They're getting a little help, and from some other countries, they're getting a little help, but many of them are still being killed, all right? And being taken captive and plundered, it's still happening. Now, when they fall, they should be aided with a little help, it says, but many shall join with them by intrigue. That's what's going on in Iran. You have where a lot of our Iranians are being brought into the kingdom because they see the work that God is doing. So it's just amazing how these things that Daniel was given and wrote, we see that all coming to pass right now. Okay?
The king will do as he pleases.
Mm-hmm.
He will exalt and magnify himself above every god.
What king is this, you think?
The king of the north.
Huh?
The king of the north.
Not the Antichrist.
Right. This is the Antichrist that will exalt himself above every god.
And will say unheard of things against the God
mm-hmm.
of gods.
By the way, Antichrist means he is against
right.
God.
Anti is against.
And so here he rises up and he just blasphemes God
yep. yes.
as if to say, come on and give it a try.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, come and give it a try.
He will show no regard for the gods. Did I skip something?
Yeah, he will be successful.
He will be successful. I knew I skipped it. He will be successful until the time of wrath is completed, for what has been determined must take place.
Mm-hmm. It's gotta happen.
He will show no regard for the gods of his ancestors or for one desired by women, nor he regard any god, but will exalt himself above them all.
He won't care anything about women. That's the strange thing. All this thing is that he is God, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He has no respect for, nor no desire for women.
Instead of them, he will honor a god of fortresses, a god unknown to his ancestors. He will honor with gold and silver and precious stones and costly gifts. He will attack the mightiest fortress with the help of a foreign god and will greatly honor those who acknowledge him. He will make them rulers over many people and will distribute the land at a price.
So he will be attacking the land of Israel and doing all that he can against it, breaking it up, and he said, as it said, even trying to sell portions of it for gain.
At the time of the end, the king of the south will engage him in battle, and the king of the north will storm out against him with chariots and cavalry and a great fleet of ships. He will invade many countries and sweep through them like a flood. Mm-hmm. He will also invade the beautiful land.
That's Israel.
Okay. Many countries will fall, but Edom, Moab, and the leaders of Ammon will be delivered from his hands. He will extend his power over many countries. Egypt will not escape.
Mm-hmm.
He will gain control.
Now, just a moment, let me say this. At that time, to say Egypt shall not escape, that was really saying something. Because Egypt was a country that had power. He said not even Egypt will be able to escape.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He will gain control of the treasures of gold and silver and all the riches of Egypt.
How much good do you suppose is going to do it? Because next week they're going to flip-flop the nations again.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll lose all that, so.
Yeah, the next guy coming in gets it all.
So. Mm-hmm. Square one.
We have, leave it packed up in the U-Haul because it's going to be going someplace. It's really not funny, though,
nope.
Because you realize all that upheaval, and if this is where we're at in this time or season, okay, that's, we're caught up in part of that.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
And so it affects us, whether we're, the judgment's being poured out on us or not, it's a whole other thing. But we're still gonna be affected by it.
Yes.
Whatever affects like any other part of the world because of all the internet and all the exchange and all that,
yep,
affects everybody. So this here, if this is where we're at, then it will affect us too.
So we need to pay careful attention to where it's going.
Right. Pray for our leaders, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Definitely for our leaders.
What is the Nubians?
Where?
What?
Hmm? What verse?
Well, right after Shaquit, on gold and silver and all the riches of Egypt, with the Libyans and the Nubians.
It's the
Ethiopians.
Ethiopians,
yeah.
Ethiopians, maybe?
Ethiopians. Yes,
Ethiopians. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, with part of this, with going back and forth, like for our country and our government, we have been very, we'll have our leader now who's more extreme right, last four years left. Is that
sure.
Part of what they're also like within reference to?
Yeah. Possibly.
definitely.
Yep.
But once again, they aren't necessarily, they're focusing primarily on what's going on in Israel.
Yes.
Okay? Because it's God's land, it's his covenant. When they say they break the God, covenant with God, mm-hmm. that's Israel. Because they're his chosen people. That land is theirs. God gave it to them. All the way back to Abraham, God gave it to them. Okay? And so when most of what you're reading here is what's happening where it's happening right now. I mean, you know, just like the bombing out of Iran. I mean, that's a massive,
yep.
I mean, the force that they took that out with. But we weren't over there, but we were fighting with and for Israel.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And even now, we're supporting Israel. And whoever stands with Israel, guess what happens? Mm-hmm. God protects
and
blesses. Okay? And unfortunately, when we had our former president, he was anti-Israel, basically. And, but now we have a president that is pro-Israel,
mm-hmm.
so he's favoring Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're caught up in it too, because, you know, just like us bombing the, what's it called, the atomic program,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're tied up in with Israel.
Because
mm-hmm. they didn't have the bombs that they could even do it with, and yet we stood with them. So we're tied, I believe that this is, if we're in the end times, we're part of this. That's what I
No, mean. No question
that's
about
what
that with me.
Go ahead.
So let's go and let's see a little bit more about what's going to happen.
He will gain control of the treasures of gold and silver and all the riches of Egypt with the Libyans and the Cushites in submission. But reports from the east and the north will alarm him,
mm-hmm.
and he will set out in a great rage to destroy the Anhelite. Annihilate. Oh my gosh, I'm tired here. Annihilate many. He will pitch with his royal tents between the seas at the beautiful holy mountains. Yet he will come to his end, and no one will help him.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep. Regards to all this that he's doing and all that's going on, it's going to come to an end. That's the part that we can take faith, take confidence in, that he's going to come to an end, and nobody's going to be able to help him. Now, this last chapter, we'll squeeze as much of this in as we can, because there's some very good stuff in here. Okay. Somebody come on.
At that time, Michael shall stand up. The great prince who stands, watch over the sons of your people.
Okay, Michael is that archangel,
mm-hmm.
that watches over Israel and protects them and fights for them. And when Gabriel was coming to bring the message to Daniel before,
mm-hmm.
and couldn't get through because Satan and his angels were holding them back, Michael came and took over, and then that's how Gabriel was able to get through. Okay.
And thou shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation.
Well, listen, that's pretty bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's never been that bad.
Yes.
Is this the tribulation?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Yes.
Even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who is found written in the book.
There you go.
And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake.
Mm-hmm.
Some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to the righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
Okay, so here you have the rapture, okay? That it says at the time the Israelites will be delivered, the ones that are found in the book of life, and many of those who even have died in the earth will awaken, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. So you have the rapture here, that takes place. And this is a part to me before many get confused.
Uh-huh.
Because when you talk about the tribulation, I personally believe this happens at mid, when they talk about the 7-year period, I personally believe this happens at the middle of that, okay? That it is divided, that the tribulation is divided into the tribulation and the great tribulation. That goes all the way back to the fact that when Daniel spoke about it, remember he said 70 weeks are appointed to your people.
70 times 7.
Right. So that's appointed to your people. And where I think where a lot of people miss it is they don't get the fact that he said after 69 weeks, Messiah will come. That's Jesus. And that 69th week was when John the Baptist looked out and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." But it was also declared that after 3.5 weeks, that Messiah would be cut off. So Jesus would minister for 3.5 years, which he was. That only left 3.5 more years for God to deal exclusively with the nation of Israel. And so from that point, well, as we read on, we'll see it here. Let's go.
But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end.
Mm-hmm.
Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
Mm-hmm.
Then I,
By
Daniel...
By the way, the internet has made knowledge increase.
Yes.
A hundredfold.
Yes, if not more, yes.
On the same subject, I was listening to Joyce Meyer, and she was saying, not boasting or bragging, but how many people she's able to reach.
Well, she can translate it into more than 100 languages.
More than God ever did.
Who would
the
ever?
Whole time he
was. Yeah,
Jesus. Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So, but that's God given the last opportunity.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so one of the things he said that would happen, and the gospel will be heard throughout
all
the entire world.
And
we have that potential with the internet and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We have that potential.
Yeah.
And so I believe that's what empowers us to enter into this last season.
Exactly.
Yes.
I agree. Yes. Okay. So then what happens? Knowledge will increase.
I just got a question, and when you're talking about the internet and the knowledge and that,
mm-hmm.
nowadays, every time you turn around, it's saying something about AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't quite understand what that is, except where I think, I know it's artificial intelligence or whatever, but I don't know how, I mean, is that something that will work into this?
Yes.
It's going to be a big part of it. Yeah.
That's how they can have robotics and all work.
Yeah,
well, they can make movies that look like you and me.
AI can think.
So it's
okay.
All they got to
think as close as mankind can.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
AI, but the thing is, it's a machine.
AI takes away
makes me nervous.
Your need to think about how to do something, and it thinks for you pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big thing at my job because our scanners are like, I mean, I can push the button. I'm a certified button pusher, right? Like they call us. But like, it can see the things that it needs to see and takes care of tasks that I normally would have to.
Mm-hmm. What's really goofy is you'll be looking on at like video clips and stuff like that online there, and it's getting really hard to tell what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got it blended together so well that people have to sit there and say, no, that's AI.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Question,
you know, because how could that be?
That's how
you know?
A lot of false stuff goes out.
Yeah, exactly.
The questions that you could ask, I can ask a question right now, and before I can get the full question out, they've got the answer already here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's the thing. That is a part of, and the answer is correct. It's not always wrong. It's not always evil. But the thing about it is this, the fact that Satan, I mean, you got where he is coming in to try to take it over, and you got a lot of the people that are involved in working it and making it work and all, have the satanic mind influence, and so that's where it's going to come, and the evil one,
the curveball,
it's
going to
make
it much harder in the end.
Okay.
Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others one on this riverbank and the other on that riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be?
Now listen, this is very important here. How long is it going to be before all of this, these things do come to an end? And he said,
then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times and half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished.
Okay, shall be for a time.
Times
and half a time. How much is that?
Is that 3.5 years?
3.5 years. Times, that's a year.
A year.
Times is 2 years. And half a time, 2.5 years. Because when Jesus was crucified, he had lived for 3.5, I mean, had ministered to the Jews for 3.5 years. So for that 70-year period, that 70 times seven, for that period, that left 3.5 years. And so those 3.5 years, God will turn back his focus to the Jews for 3.5 years to finish up the covenant that he made with them. Okay?
So I believe you're going to see a mighty outpouring of God's Spirit in Israel.
Yes.
They realize that Jesus is their Messiah.
Yes, yes. And that when the church is raptured, that's when they will they will realize it, okay? And there's one other thing that I just want to put in here. I studied end times for many years, and I used to teach about the end times. And then one day, it occurred to me, wait a minute, but I keep teaching about this seven-year tribulation. I've never come across a scripture that said anything about it. So I began to search for it. And I could not find anywhere anything that related to the 7 year, not the great tribulation period, okay? And then I found this time, times, and half a time. And then as we go on, we'll come up, let's read some more.
Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end.
So he told Daniel, when he was wondering, okay, when is this going to happen, Lord? And he said, no, you go your way. You go on about your business, for the words are closed up. It's sealed. It's not going to be revealed right now. We read a little bit ago how these things will be revealed in the end time. Go ahead.
Many shall be purified, made white,
praise
and refined.
God. Praise God.
But the wicked shall do wickedly, mm-hmm. and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
Mm-hmm.
And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he.
Years again.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days.
So Danny, you go ahead and you rest. And you're gonna be one of those that's gonna be raised up in the last days. Now, this is one Revelation chapter 11. Very closely related to the book of Daniel. This okay. Someone wants to read verses 1 through.
Revelation 1?
You want to read Miss Moby? 11.
Right, Revelation 11, you said?
Yes, Revelation 11, verses 1 through 3.
I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple God and the altar with its worshipers, but exclude the outer court. Do not measure it because it has been been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months.
That's the time of the great tribulation. How long is it?
42.
3.5 years.
42 months again, okay?
And I will appoint my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
Once again, 3.5 years. Okay, each time it speaks of it, it talks about 3.5 years. Chapter 12. Oh, no, no, that was it. That I just want to say.
Chapter 11.
Chapter 11. No, chapter 12. Beginning at verses 3 through 6.
Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 7 horns and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept a third of the stars and the sky and flung them into the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that it might devour her child the moment he was born.
That's talking about Mary with Jesus. Okay. Go ahead.
She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne.
That's when Jesus was called up. He had been crucified. Uh-huh.
The woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared for her by God.
This is during the great tribulation.
Where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days.
Again, 3.5 years. Each time it speaks of that great tribulation time, it's 3.5 years. That's not saying the entire tribulation period now, but the great tribulation period from the time that Jesus finished his ministry to the Jews of that 70 weeks that was spoken of. There was only 3.5 years left, okay? So, again, I just say, I have not declared it's not there, but as many times I've read through the Bible, I have not found that there would be a 7-year great tribulation. No, a 3.5 year great tribulation. And you got the 1,200, so you got 42 months each time. I have not found where it says 84 months each time, which would be 7 years. You got 1,260 days each time. I have not found whether it would be 2,520 days, which would be 7 years at any time. So it's not about a battle or anything like that, but just to understand, I don't want to be here any longer than I have to when it starts going on. So yes, I'd rather be caught up before those last 3.5 years. Yeah, so.
However, if, depending on your theology, at that point, the marriage supper of Lamb should have taken place, and we stand back and watch him do war with the power of his word.
Yes, yes.
So we are a part of the great tribulation. Now, some people believe we are. I'm not going to be.
I'm neither.
I'm not going to be. You can be if you want. I'm not going to be a part of the great tribulation. And I'm going to be swept up to be with him and watch him as he wrapped things up in the book we just read. They begin to have to bing, 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 because he is finishing up the work.
Amen. And after that, we come back with him.
That's it.
When he comes to take Satan, have Satan thrust into hell for 1,000 years. We come back and reign with him after that. So, anyway, I told y'all the book of Daniel was something else.
Very riveting.
All right, so any questions, any comments?
A great study.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Well, if we're in the last days. You have some idea what's going to happen from reading that. You begin to realize there is going to be a whole lot of turmoil,
yes,
and so on. The good thing is we aren't there for the great tribulation.
Amen. So look forward to the thing about it is we don't have to argue about the days and how many days and months and years are. Just be ready. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. Be ready to go when he comes.
But one question. So 7 years total, but 3.5 years, which when he comes back to reign, the people that the rapture comes first, and then it's 3 years after that.
He doesn't come back 3.5 years to reign. He's going to reign
for 1,000 years.
After the 3.5 year great tribulation, he comes and brings us back with him to reign for 1,000 years. Satan is bound, and we reign with him for 1,000 years on the earth.
I'm just confused on 3.5. If you don't make it the first 3.5, in the rapture, would you still have a chance?
Yes. The people will still have a chance during that time.
During
that last, that great tribulation, 3.5 years.
Be a part of.
But I write, but I don't want to have to go through it, because that's when God will turn back to the Jews again, and when that nation will, as a whole, turn to Christ.
It's the end of the season for the Gentiles.
Yes.
At that point, the Gentile is very unlikely to turn to Christ.
Right.
Because our season's over. The only reason we are allowed to do it, technically, it was only for the Jews. But because they rejected Jesus,
mm-hmm,
then God says, I'm going to give the Gentiles. So
mm-hmm,
we have that opportunity to have a relationship with God because of Jews' rejection. At the end of this season,
mm-hmm,
what's going to happen then
God
is our season is over, yeah, as Gentiles, and the Jews will see and say, oh my goodness, he was
there
our Messiah, and you're going to see a multitude of the Jews,
yes,
come into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone, so it gives you a little blip. If you understand it, tell me, and then we'll both understand. But there's little bits and pieces that you begin to put together, and you begin to say, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But originally, when he wraps us the church up, we are there while he does the war and the battle and all,
mm-hmm,
that stuff we just read is going on, and we're there with him.
Okay.
And he comes back and we come back with him.
Yes.
And then we, but by the way, we have our resurrected body, so
yes,
then that's for eternity.
Don't have to worry about death.
Because
anymore.
We've been raised from the dead, or you're
no
caught up to
disease,
be with him. So we're in our bodies that will live forever.
Yes.
So it's a whole new ballgame.
Yes.
And, hey, these old worn out bodies that diminish, they'll be whole and complete. We will have our new bodies.
Amen.
And we will live,
amen,
forever.
And we'll be spring chickens again.
All right. Anything else? All right. Well, someone wants to give us a closing prayer? Want to give God some thanks?
Well, God, I stand in awe of you.
Yes, Lord.
That you know the beginning from the end from the beginning.
Yes, Father.
That,
yes,
you can declare things as if they were, that are yet to come.
Yes.
And you are the God that we choose to serve.
You are God.
And we just say we love you. We thank you for choosing us. Thank you for drawing us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for giving us eternal life.
Yes.
And we just want to glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
And walk with us and talk with us as we leave this place tonight. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.